Let's go! Ray Foley.
I love the show.
Hey! I'm a good day. It's Tuesday. It's the 18th of July. Ray Foley's my name and ready to do another exciting edition of the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Filling in free in for this week and any texts or WhatsApps for your Tuesday morning, 0874 100 102. And I like to hear your voice notes as well. If you're in the mood, if you're so inclined, record it in for us and we'll get you on the radio this morning. Coming up, we got Gift Grub, your chance to win 100,000 euro on this week's Cash Machine. I'll play Scissor Sisters, Train and the new song from Kylie Minogue. Meantime, let's start with Maroon 5. Hey, happy Tuesday. Scissor Sisters and Take Your Mama. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Good morning, happy Tuesday. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey and Scissor Sisters are on. Well, it's described as indefinite hiatus, which means they've split up until something comes along that's worth doing again, I guess, for the money. Although Jake Shears, the male lead vocalist from Scissor Sisters, he's still releasing music. He just released an album last month, actually. It's called Last Man Dancing, and it contains collaborations with Jane Fonda, Iggy Pop, and Kylie Minogue. So Jake's clearly living his best life. Stay on Today FM. I'll play Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding for you next.
Nice. Bit of a one-trick pony there, Raymond.
He's upstairs in the bedroom. He's supposed to be studying. And he's listening to that dunk-dunk-dunk music instead of doing his study. Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding, Merkel. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Hello there. Ray Foley's my name. It is Tuesday, the 18th of July, 24 minutes past 6 o'clock. Let's do a little roll call. Ray's here, JP.
Unsure.
Sean O'Reilly.
Unsure, sir.
Unsure. Hands in the air. Nice day yesterday's post. It's nice finishing at 9 o'clock. What does Ian Dempsey do when he finishes at 9 o'clock? He just goes straight to bed, does he?
Straight to bed for the day, for the rest of the day.
Ian's got an incubation chamber.
Right, okay.
At home.
Yeah.
And he just plugs himself. That's why he's been doing breakfast radio for 129 years.
Right.
And he goes back to the chamber. He's in the chamber by 9:15. And it keeps him vital.
Is there a team of doctors on standby?
He has
carrying grafts.
He has a team of doctors applying fresh radio.
Oh.
Just applying him in fresh radio.
He does have that fresh radio smell.
He does. Yeah. I don't know how he does it, honest to God. Had a very productive day yesterday post-show. I registered my new bank card. The bank sends you a letter and says, "Hi, your bank card is about to die. We've sent, here's a new one. And what you got to do is go to the ATM and use your new one, just the once. And now your new one is active and your old one is dead."
Right.
That was my exciting day yesterday.
Wow. Yeah.
When was the last time you used an ATM, though?
This is it.
Yeah. You're it walking the, up there going, how do these work?
What?
It was at the back of the off license in the Centra is where I found an ATM. I didn't even know where the ATM was. And then, here's one for you now. The minimum amount you could take out.
No.
What do you think the minimum amount you could take out of an ATM in Ireland in 2023 was?
Well, back in the day, it used to be a tenner. You could get a tenner out of an ATM.
Take it out a tenner, yeah.
There used to be a legendary ATM on Camden Street, across the road from Flannery's. Just up the road from college in DIT, back in the early noughties. You'd be able to get a fiver out of it.
Oh, a fiver.
A legendary ATM.
And of course, if you go later in the day then, those amounts, they get higher.
Mm.
The increments, the units, they get higher.
Absolutely.
The nominations.
What was the lowest they would give me out of the ATM yesterday?
Was it not 20?
It was 50 euro.
No,
50 euro?
No.
Are you having a giraffe?
Good luck.
Who is he, Rockefeller?
What do you think I am? Think I'm Ian Dempsey, do you? Your man's at home in his incubation chamber. How much do you think them incubation chambers cost? Crazy money. Right, Shapeshifters, Today FM. 6:33, it's time for your A2Z at 6:33. Take it from me, it's easy to see. The song is between A and Z. Are you ready?
It was J yesterday, what's it going to be?
Well,
it's not going to be B, is it?
Are you on tenterhooks?
I'm very excited.
Are you excited?
Very excited.
Well, here's how it works, right? We spin the wheel, and then a random letter comes up, and that random letter then determines... It determines the selection of songs for you this morning. I play you three song selection, and then you pick the song you want.
Cool.
Stunning.
You,
Stunning. You can get us on text 0874 100 102. Is the text machine working now?
It's back working, yep.
It was being a little bit ropey with us earlier on. And of course, you can grab us on WhatsApp there. Do you want to spin the wheel, Shauna, this morning?
Oh, let's do it. Okay.
We'll try and wake Shauna up this morning because Shauna's halfway to Malta.
I'm sure I'm gone.
Shauna's on the Ryanair.
Checked out.
Shauna's land. She's coming into land in Malta. She's coming in, looks beautiful. The island looks beautiful.
She's already taken her belt and her shoes off.
My shoes off?
Yeah, and you're sticking your feet, your naked bare foot, in between the gap and the seats of the people in front.
No one wants to see that.
It's absolutely disgraceful.
Sorry.
And she's reclined the seat to the people behind her. God, she's an absolute nightmare passenger. Are you ready, Zoe?
Let's do it.
Give it a good hoosh now. 3, 2, 1. There you go. That's a good hoosh.
Legal spin.
Oh, no way.
Oh, what?
Oh, guys.
Stop.
Is it?
Oh, it's not.
No.
Oh, guys, it's A this morning.
Wow.
A for Around the World, Daft Punk. Got a bit of Daft Punk on the radio this morning. 0874 100 102. We've also got Mariah in there.
Yes.
Lunch Money Lewis, Today FM. Playing the music you love. It's 6:42, the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Ray on for Ian. And I was talking about my bank card, registering my new bank card yesterday. Guys, the rock and roll lifestyle. I mean, I tell you, just gives you an insight into the way I live.
I don't think any scammers will profit off this. Mine expires on 10/23. I can give out those details.
10/23. That's
yeah,
October.
This year.
Yeah.
So when should I expect an L post?
You'll get it the month before. You'll get it in September, and at least that's when I got mine. And they said you can register the new one at any stage, and then as soon as you register the new one, the old one is deactivated. But I was going on holidays. So I thought, how do I do? So I checked it out, and it's valid for the full month up until the very last day of October. Your card will be valid, so it's all good. But mine expires this month, so it's going to be dead.
And you have to christen it by going to the ATM first.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I think you can just get your balance. But I withdrew. The minimum they would let me withdraw is €50. Absolutely ridiculous. And I had to spend it. I had to spend it all on three bottles of wine.
You just had to.
I just had to.
You were there.
Well, they put the ATM in the off license. I mean, I had no choice, guys.
What's a man to do?
I said no choice. And they left the wine in the fridge. I mean, it's chilled and cooled and everything. It's ridiculous. To walk back out of the shop, out through the off license. I mean, good luck. €50 burning a hole in my pocket. Hey, Ray, don't get me started on ATMs. They ask you all sorts of questions these days before they give you the money. Yes, I do speak English, from Rob. Yeah, my ATM had asked me my blood type, my star sign, and how many siblings I had, my mother's maiden name. And Ray, I put the phone unlock code into the ATM yesterday, and then I had to let the guy behind me go ahead while I tried to remember my PIN from Ruth in Longford. Well, that's the thing. We're using the ATMs less and less. A lot of us forget our PIN codes because we're used to tapping. 82Z for 6:33. It's getting a bit late now, lads. Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, give it up for Sharon Corcoran in Ashford. Sharon!
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. It's a bit wet, isn't it?
It is a little bit drizzly. And I forced you to go out the back garden to get a better signal on your mobile phone. Sorry.
No, this never happens.
You're getting an free outdoor shower.
This is it.
Is it raining in Wicklow at the moment?
At a drizzle at the moment.
A little bit of drizzle. We can manage a bit of drizzle.
Just for the sake
of the phone call. How are you?
I'm great. I'm super.
Good. What's happening today?
Are you
working? What are you up to?
I have to go into work in a little while, but sure, it's fine.
What do you work at?
I'm a pharmacy tech in a little community pharmacy in Greystone.
Oh, in the pharmacy? So you're...
Yeah.
When I go in to get me drugs, then you're like, are you sure you need these?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, right. What are you taking with these? Don't take
exactly.
too many of these in one day. Yeah, okay.
Do all the questions and then I'll give you your drug if you pass.
I was reading there's loads of the most common drugs. There's a kind of shortages going on at the moment. Is that right?
Oh, don't talk to us. No, it's just ridiculous.
All right.
So I thought I was going to pass after Christmas, and no, it just got worse.
There's nothing left. There's only moisturiser left inside the chemist.
Ah, yeah, that'll do it. That'll fix everything. A bit of pseudo cream on that, you'll be fine.
Here, take a bit of Vaseline.
Exactly.
You've picked a great song for this morning. Do you have any shout-outs this morning before we get into this, actually?
Yeah, so it's all the family. My mum, my dad, they're in Greystone. My brother Mark and Lou, his wife. My husband, he's just in the house here. And my little baby, she's only 8 months. She's amazing. I think I just woke her up. I'll blame you.
It's my fault, sorry. Sorry, I should have rang. I rang too early. You left the phone too loud. What's your baby's name?
Her name's Hayley. She's amazing.
Amazing baby Hayley. Lots of love then this morning as well. Well, listen, I'll let you. It's a perfect song to start a Tuesday, so I'll hand over to you. You tell me to hit the button, and I'll do it in your own time. Right, away you go.
Thank you. Perfect. Yeah, if you can play George Ezra, Green Green Grass, hit that button, Ray.
I don't have Green Green Grass, I've got Shotgun.
Shotgun.
One second. Sharon, give me one second. Sharon, hang on one second. No, do you know what? I'll just go and get it. One second. I'll
no,
go and do
so.
Green. Hang on one second. Green, green.
Whatever you want to play.
Do you know what? Green, green, green is my favorite. Of the two of them, I like Shotgun, but I much prefer Green, Green Grass. Here, let's try it again. You say hit that button, Ray.
Hit that button, Ian.
Yeah, yeah. Ian would have gotten it right, in fairness. Have a lovely day.
Good luck, love. Yeah, sure. Bye.
Put your moves like lightning. Nobody on the day that I die.
I much prefer Green, Green Grass. George Ezra, Today FM, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. That was your kickstart song this morning for Sharon. She actually, she wanted Green, Green Grass, so we managed to stick it on the end. Hello, good day. Happy Tuesday. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey this morning. JP's over there.
How are you?
And Sean is minding us.
Hi.
Hi. Let's have a look at the front pages of your newspapers. For Tuesday, the 18th of July, the Irish Times has an inquiry team denied access to children's hospital site. This is the building of the children's hospital. The timeline for the completion of the new National Children's Hospital could, quote, slip further after another breakdown in communication between the board members and the builders, while a squad of external investigators were shut out of the site for 6 weeks. Also making the front of the Irish Times this morning, fall in sales of television licences. We heard this story in the news headlines this morning on the radio, and all of the newspapers are leading with this one. The number of new sales and renewals of the TV licence dropped by more than 6% during the five-week period across June and July compared with the same weeks last year, newly released figures show. Well, I was thinking, well, was this not happening anyway? Was there not a drop anyway in TV licences and the scandal over the last number of weeks with Tuberty and the payments and all the other shenanigans has had no impact on that? But it has. It's reflective of the last number of weeks. BYOB is back as well, since the Irish Times. Have you ever gone to a restaurant and had to bring your own booze with you, your own wine with
you?
Yeah.
I haven't.
I've done it when I've gone to someone's house. I've brought a bottle of wine, but I don't think I've ever. My wedding, it was kind of a situation. You provide your own wine, but that was like several dozen bottles. Although, in fairness, one Saturday night out, I'd go through a few.
You'd mow them down, you would.
Sure would. The Star this morning has more RTE. RTE's 28 million euro black hole, and a roof justice for Kin Chief property raid in 1.4 million euro case against Thug Browning. This is a Kinahan cartel man. The Irish Daily Mirror this morning, TV licence flee. Thousands of households haven't renewed their TV licence since the RTE scandal broke. And the Irish Sun has a photograph of Ryan Tuberty pointing at the camera. Do you know, kind of like he's pointing out of the newspaper.
Right.
Sort of like the Uncle Sam, you know, we need you to pay your TV licence. Nation divided on Tubbs's RTE future. A majority of Irish Sun readers think Ryan Tuberty's career with RTE is over. But only just, let's see, nearly half, 49.5% say his time is up. 40% say he should let the Star stay. That's RTE News this morning. And the Irish Examiner, real threat from China interference. And TV licence revenue fell by €1 million. And the heatwave making a number of the front pages as well. This is the Irish Independent. It looks like Rome, the Colosseum in Rome. A woman shades herself with an umbrella as crisis talks on global heatwave as data shows that Ireland is getting wetter. Well, it's pretty wet out there this morning. Jonas Brothers and Waffle House, Today FM. Jonas Brothers, 3, Waffle House, Today FM. Play the music you love. It's 14 minutes past 7 o'clock. Good day, welcome to Tuesday. It's Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. Mario's off, so it's classic gift grubs this morning. And this one's from May, when a shortage of flakes for the 99s was so critical, it even made it onto prime time.
Good evening and welcome to Primetime. Tonight, the housing crisis. Is it ever going to end? Then later, AI. Could robots genuinely wipe out humanity? But first, our top story. The good weather means we all love ice cream cones. So why are we hearing more and more reports of people's flakes crumbling and disintegrating catastrophically in front of them on their ice cream cones? I'm joined by Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald.
Good evening.
Taoiseach, the housing crisis, now crumbling flakes, what's next?
Well, Miriam, we were shocked to hear about the flake incidents.
But this is going to ruin people's summer, Taoiseach. Yeah. I mean, I saw a child myself on the pier in Dunleary just about to bite into his cone and the flake just clean fell off. Are we saying goodbye to 99s, Taoiseach?
No, we're not. We appreciate that the current flake supply is substandard. But we
people
also...
People are asking, what are you going to do about it?
We are on a waiting list for flakes, and we hope to roll out 3.4 million flakes in the next 2 to 3 years.
Okay. So Mary Lou McDonald?
Miriam, this government is disintegrating faster than a 99 on Dolly Mount Strand.
No,
you are. Thousands of people are being denied their civil right to a full ice cream cone experience.
That's nonsense.
This government is out of touch.
That's nonsense. That's rubbish.
Okay, but answer that question, Taoiseach. Have you ever even had a 99?
Yes, I enjoy the occasional 99. Actually, I like to bite off the bottom bit and suck up the ice cream through the cone.
You see what I mean, Mary Lou? Nobody eats a cone like that. You start by licking the cone from the top, Taoiseach, and then gently work your way around the sides.
I don't know if you're a slow learner, but that's the way I like to do it, Mary Lou McDonald.
Well, that would explain the leaks, for starters.
Yeah, well, typical low blow from Sinn Féin.
Okay, let's get a grassroots opinion. Guys, we're joined from Dollymount Strand by Mr. Whippy.
Hello.
Are you there, Mr. Whippy?
Hi, Miriam. Great to talk to you again.
Do we know each other?
I remember you as a chiseler, Miriam, galloping up to the van and you'd interrogate me about the different ice creams and the maxi twists.
Okay, Mr. Whippy, would you mind turning your music down slightly in the background?
Thanks.
Now, why are these flakes crumbling, Mr. Whippy?
Well, Brendan Bean, God rest him, Miriam, he'd always get 4 flakes in the cone.
And
they were like the turrets of a castle. He'd hold them up in the air like a priest with a chalice.
Okay, but what's the cause, Mr. Whippy?
I'd say Brexit, Miriam.
Okay, Mr. Whippy, who's been joined, we believe, by John Giles and Eamon Dunphy. Eamon?
This cone is magnificent, Miriam. But unfortunately, you can't get good flakes in this town. Isn't that right, John?
Yeah.
Although John is enjoying it, aren't you, John?
Only the crumbliest flakiest chocolate tastes like chocolate never tasted before.
Gift Grub Classics, every Tuesday morning on Today FM. Send us your favourite to 087-4100-102. Today FM.
Another classic after 8 o'clock and I'll play Amy Winehouse for you next.
Right now.
Amy Winehouse on Today FM. Rehab. It's 24 minutes past 7 o'clock for your Tuesday morning. Good day. It's Ray Foley in for Ian Dempsey. And text this morning, Trish is going to Spain. Oh. Don't be texted in saying you're going to Spain. Look outside. Look at that weather, Trish. No, don't bother. I say hi to Liam, Dara and Kieran O'Sullivan. They're on the way to the airport. We're off to Spain from Trish. Love the show. Hey, cheers, Trish. And Terry, he's like Peppa Pig going through, splashing through monkey puddles. Morning, Ray. Terry on show in Dublin. Splashing my way through the puddles to work. Yeah, you're like Peppa Pig over there.
Peppa Pig.
Annoying. Peppa was annoying.
Peppa Pig.
Peppa had a bad attitude.
Why are you talking about her in the past tense?
She's still with us. Peppa had a run-in with Rudd's, actually.
It didn't end well.
Peppa had a sponsorship deal with Denny.
Today FM, summer.
€100,000. It's a nice round number, isn't it? Easy to remember. If we call you between 3 and 4 this Friday afternoon, just tell us €100,000 and it's all yours. If you want to get in to win all this cash, text the word win and only the word win to 57557. Texts cost €2.50 plus your standard message rate to play. Over 18s, you're playing across the Go Loud network of radio stations and terms and conditions on the website at todayfm.com. It is €100,000. There's no winner today, tomorrow or Thursday, but a guaranteed winner of €100,000 this Friday. Win to 57557. Get your text in and good luck. Today FM. That's Roar from Katy Perry. Today FM. We play the music you love. It's 23 minutes to 8 o'clock now. Good morning. Raymond Foley Jr. on for Ian Dempsey Sr. Esquire. Where does Ian come in the running order of Dempsey's?
He is.
Ian the First.
Yeah.
Some feedback with regards to Peppa Pig. I mentioned Peppa earlier on. A gentleman in Dublin was splashing through mucky puddles, much akin to Peppa Pig, who would have splashed through mucky puddles. It was her favourite hobby, I believe, aside from being rude and obstreperous to everyone around her.
dum dum.
Peppa Pig.
Never was a moniker more appropriate. I've known parents who have said that Peppa Pig made their kids rude because she's quite bratty and rude in the program.
Some kids even speak with an English accent because of Peppa Pig.
That's true as
I'm
well.
I'm more of a George guy myself.
Is George the child pig?
Yeah, well, he's decent. He's a decent sort.
Gerard texted, he said, yes, Peppa was rude. In many episodes, she's quite mean to her brother, the little pig boy, says Gerard.
It's George.
I wouldn't have called him the little pig boy. I mean, Gerard.
He has a name.
He had the little toy dinosaur, the little pig boy. And I always remember anytime I, because my kids were into it briefly, they're too old for it now, but she was always quite fattest to her dad. Right. Her dad was an accomplished architect pig. Mm. He may have been carrying a little bit of lumber. Sure. Who amongst us aren't? I mean, once you have kids, the pounds pile on. But she would always call him out on his big belly and call him fat.
Rude.
Look at you, holding Peppa to account.
Someone has to do it.
It's here, yeah.
It's ringing. Are we playing Waffle?
Yeah.
Who's this?
Donegal ringtone. Should Hello. Be Orla.
Orla?
Hi.
Hi, good morning. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Good morning to you.
Good. What's up? What's happening? What are you up to today?
I'm going to be starting work soon. Just giving my wee son his breakfast.
Your son?
Yes.
Okay, what's his name?
Owen.
Owen. Has Owen ever watched Peppa Pig?
He has, yes.
He has. And has he been rude or fattest as a result of watching the programme?
Well, he's 10 months, so he's pretty,
sure he's all right then, yeah.
He doesn't really care that much.
The rude fattism is all ahead of him. he hasn't started showing the signs. Well, hi to him this morning. Anyone else you'd like to give a shout out to?
My husband Dominic's here as well.
Okay, lots of love to Dominic. Has he been rude and fattest?
Yes.
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah, that goes without saying.
That's happens. Dom all over.
That's married life. Yeah. Yeah, that's just this fact of life. Right, we've got €1,000 here for you. All you got to do is match the topic. Are you ready?
No.
No, me neither, babes. I am the worst at this. This is Ian's game, but we'll give it a bash all the same. We've got a topic here. Match the five things in the sheet. You win €1,000.
Today's waffle topic is...
Gift grub. Go.
Mario Rosenstock, Ian Dempsey, Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show, Bertie Ahern, Michael B. Joe Duffy, Patrick Donahue, John Burton, Radio Roy, Podge.
Radio Roy's a good one.
Oh my God.
You were doing so well. And Radio Roy, we were sitting here going through the topics earlier. Radio Roy would have been a brilliant one. Oh, lads, I tell you what, your husband is brilliant. He was straight out of the gate with loads of great suggestions as well. Fair play to him. Right, let's go through. You said straight out of the gate and right away, Mario Rosenstock. Well done. Joe Duffy's another one. Features regularly, the live line impression. And Bertie Ahern, where it all began. It was Gift Grub began. This is very nerdy of me now, but it started with Bertie Ahern doing a cookery segment on the Ian Dempsey show way back when Mario was starting. And so Bertie Ahern, well done. That's three dings. However... Impressions. The word impressions, doing impressions.
Yeah.
And Gift Grub Live. We were looking for the tour. Mario's just after wrapping up as well. 3 out of 5 is solid. Have we got a prize, Shauna?
We can sort a prize because that was a good effort.
That was brilliant.
Yeah. We'll do a pen. A lovely pen.
Orla, don't you hate me now, don't you?
Yeah,